everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod. Today we've got a newbie lesson, and it's called Trying on Clothes. My name is JP.
Hi. We're going shopping.
Woohoo! This is Liliana, by the way.
Yes.
And she's so excited, she's not even going to introduce herself.
Yes, I'm Liliana. I'm a shopaholic.
Let's try on some clothes, Liliana.
No, I'm not a shopaholic.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Anyway, today we're going to go to the shopping mall, and it's a couple or, you know, a friends, or and they're trying on clothes. And you know how sometimes men need, like, a little help?
Yes.
They have no idea what size they are. They're like, yeah, I'm a medium. No, you're not. You're like an extra large or a large or even small, you know?
Right.
So anyway, we're going to help them how to shop. And the keyword is talla.
Talla, that means size, right? T-A-L-L-A, talla.
Talla.
All right, let's listen to the dialogue three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Me quedo pequeña.
¿Qué talla es?
¿La talla S?
Pues pruébate la M, burro.
Second time.
Me quedo pequeña.
¿Qué talla es?
¿La talla S?
Pues pruébate la M, burro.
Third time.
Me quedo pequeña.
¿Qué talla es?
¿La talla S?
Pues pruébate la M, burro.
Okay, we're back, and let's start with a translation.
Me queda pequeña.
It's small on me.
Me queda pequeña.
It's small on me.
Me queda pequeña. ¿Qué talla es?
What size is it?
¿Qué talla es?
What size is it?
¿Qué talla es? La talla S.
It's small sized.
La talla S.
It's size small.
La talla S. Pues, pruébate la M, burro.
Well, then try on the medium, dude.
Pues, pruébate la M, burro.
Well, try on the M, dummy.
Pues, pruébate la M, burro.
Okay, we have a lot of explaining to do, Liliana.
We have.
Okay, let's start at the beginning, and this is kind of a funky translation. We said, it's small on me, right?
Me quedan pequeña.
Me queda pequeña. Okay, so what's this word, pequeña?
Pequeña is small.
Small.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the person is saying that it's tight on them, right? It's the clothing doesn't fit.
Yes.
It's too small. Okay, now the verb is quedar, right? Me queda pequeña. So the verb is quedar, and quedar means to remain usually.
Mm-hmm.
But here it just means to fit, right?
That's right. Sí, me queda pequeña.
Okay.
You can say me queda pequeña, or you can say me queda chica.
Okay. Another word for small, chica. Right?
Yes.
Pequeña chica. And then what's the part of the sentence, Lily, that says on me? It's small on me.
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 Me. Remember that it's me, you know, like I. So,
okay.
Me queda pequeña.
Okay. It's small on me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, so the person asks, what size is it?
¿Qué talla es?
¿Qué talla es? Now, I heard our key word.
Talla.
Talla means size. So, how do you ask what size?
¿Qué talla?
¿Qué talla? Okay. ¿Qué means what? Right? And then, what size is it?
¿Qué talla es?
Es. Es is the word for is, right? And it's the verb ser in the third person singular. So, what size is it?
¿Qué talla es?
Okay. And the answer sounds kind of like the question. It's size small.
La talla S.
La talla S. So, la talla obviously means the size. The word for the is la. And S. S is the letter S.
Yes, it's S for small.
Oh.
Yeah.
S for small.
And you can sometimes say la talla small.
Okay.
But you say small. You don't say small, you know?
Say small.
Small. Yeah, small.
Okay, but Lily, isn't there a word for small in Spanish?
Well, it depends on what country you are. Mm-hmm. There's places where actually, you know, the clothes say CH,
okay.
Which is chico.
Okay.
Or chica.
Okay, so that would be small.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it usually is S, you know?
S.
It's more like international now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, that's good because I think our listeners speak English.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, la talla S.
La talla S. That means small size.
Mm-hmm.
And then the answer was, and then she answers him, well, try on a medium, dummy.
Pues pruébate la M, burro.
Okay, what's that first word? Pues.
Pues. Pues, we use it a lot. Pues mm-hmm. is like, so, then.
Okay. It's really kind of just a connector word, right?
That's right.
So then try on an M. So what's our word for try on?
Pruébate.
Pruébate. Pruébate is the verb probarse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And probar means to try. So probarse, to try on yourself.
That's right.
Okay. So when you try on clothes, you try them on your own body. Okay. Now we want to try what size?
La M.
La M. Now M is the letter M.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing M stands for medium in English.
That's right.
Okay. So let's say that one more time. Well, try on the medium.
Pues pruébate la M, burro.
Burro. Now, burro, that sounds like the word for donkey.
It is the word for donkey.
Is it? So she's calling him a donkey.
Yeah, but you know, when we say burro, it's not like, oh, you donkey. It's like, we think burros are not very bright.
Right.
So when you say burro, you're trying to say dummy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's not impolite. It's very... You know, you can say, ay, que burro.
Okay, what yeah. a dummy. All right, now burro, it's kind of a slow animal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think Latinos like burros more than English speakers.
Because yeah, definitely.
In English, if you call someone a donkey or a jackass or something, it means they're really, you know, not nice people.
Really?
Yeah, but a burro, that's, you use that affectionately.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I always call Leo burro. I'm like, burro, que burro eres.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not a total insult. It's not the same insult it is in English.
No.
Okay. All right. Why don't we listen to this dialogue again 3 more times?
Dialogue. First time.
Me queda pequeña.
¿Qué talla es?
La talla S.
Pues pruébate la M, burro.
Second time.
Me queda pequeña.
¿Qué talla es?
La talla S.
Pues pruébate la M, burro.
Third time.
Me queda pequeña.
¿Qué talla es?
La talla S.
Pues pruébate la M, burro.
Okay, we're back, Lily, and I want to go over the sizes again. So if it's a size small?
S.
S, that's letter S, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a size medium?
M.
That's letter M for medium. And a size large?
L.
That's the letter L mm-hmm. for large.
Sí.
Okay. Okay, what about extra large? Because I'm a big guy.
XL.
X, that's the letter X
mm-hmm.
and letter L. So it's just basically what it says on the tag, right?
Yeah, basically that's it. So it's
okay.
Easy.
Wow. You know, Lily, we're learning about sizes, but we're also learning the letters today.
That's right.
Okay. Sweet. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed this free newbie lesson. Those of you that are listening on iTunes, please go to SpanishPod.com and go to this lesson page. And leave us your questions, your comments, and take our 7-day free trial to find out what's going on in the more advanced levels, elementary, all the way through advanced, and check out our videos too. For now, I think it's time for us to go. It's time to go try on clothes, right?
That's right.
Okay, it's time to go. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.